Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
That she's doing in the VA. Know her through the group Caress, who I am friends with and who I do music with as well. Before she comes in, I'm going to play a couple things. I got this is what we wearing in church. I have no idea what it is. I mean, I put it on the switchboard tonight, and I think it's a discussion between me and DJ Stroke on my other show, ATAZP.com, where we were talking about what people are wearing in church. So here it goes. Hopefully the switchboard will act right on me. Here we go.
I put the twist in it. So going along with the church theme, I got comments of the day, buddy.
All right.
That I had wrote a long time ago.
Bring it up.
Okay, comments. Going to church with street clothes on, as opposed to the traditional, nice, respectable clothes we are accustomed to. My thoughts are simply this. One goes to church for strengthening of the soul and not a fashion show. If someone was economically challenged, then their attire would not be as well off as a person who could afford the nicest of clothing styles. Would that economically challenged person be turned away? Then what about Timberlands, wave caps, sports clothes,
yeah,
and short, tight leather skirts,
yeah,
which I really like now.
hey.
Is that acceptable? Wait a minute. Now, for me, my flesh is very, very
tender,
weak. 260 more times weaker than what I just said for a well-bodied female. My thoughts of lust would be very high in the church, looking at a low-cut blouse, tight pants, and short skirts. Hell, I need to pray now for writing this.
You stupid.
My final point on this is if we have the mind to go to church, and you are well off enough to afford respectable clothes, then do it. Church is for your mental comfort, but not your physical comfort in what you're wearing. Now, I just want to see if you disagree, agree. Your comments, DJ Folk. I mean,
you know, that's very true. That's so true. Because, I mean, no, for real. I mean, because Well, you know my church.
Yeah, and they do this. They one of the ones who do this, right? Yeah.
Well,
people come in with Timberlands, don't they?
They come in with Tims. They come in with short
Stevie Wonder glasses.
Everything. We got one guy, man, and he takes it back to the '60s. He got his high heel platform shoes.
No,
yeah, yo. Listen, he wears this every day. His outfit like that is every day. He got so many different platform shoes. He must spend a fortune.
What do he do? He buy regular shoes and get them platformed up.
I don't know how he do it or where he buy them at, but
because
he got
big dogs.
For
unless
every
he
outfit.
Was the owner of Flag Brothers back in the day. They ain't making them no more.
No, he got, I'm telling you, he got like 10, 12 different pairs of shoes he had platformed.
Man, I'm tripping, dog. That's crazy.
Yo, this thing, his afro is out there. He wears the big fall glasses. You remember them big fall
yeah,
glasses?
Yeah,
he got,
I know.
He got those.
Mod squats.
Yeah, I remember.
He got the
big fat sideburns. They come out here and then get
how
real
old
fat.
Is this dude?
He like maybe probably 32.
And he dressed like in the 60s
every
all day.
Every day.
Have you ever talked to him?
I sat next to him. I said, "Hey, how you doing?"
He ain't talking like, "Yo, what's up, Daddy-O?" Everything is real groovy.
I don't know.
He ain't talking about. I'm feeling you.
No.
That nigga talking about real groovy and it's real
far out.
Yeah, far out.
Because he's far out there, yo. He's on another level when it comes down to his dressing. But I gotta say, you know, your comments are true. I mean, when not just in my church, but in a lot of other churches that I've seen.
Oh, yeah, because I went to, when I first experienced it, when I went to a Dollar's church.
Yeah.
And my cousin goes there.
Yeah.
And I was waiting in the lobby. She said, "I'm going to come get you in the lobby. So you wait by the bookstore." So I'm standing there. Bad. This girl came by with a tight jean skirt on. I was like, maybe she going back just to have fellowship in the back. She ain't going to church. Because, you know, where I come from,
you dress
appropriately and come to church. But I'm like, she had on jeans with jean boots, the high heels, legs showing, mini skirt. Not real mini, but
it was mini enough to be mini.
I looked and I went, well, she might be going to the back to fellowship, or
she
just
might
ain't
just
going
be
to church
behind scenes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then I see somebody else with Timberlands, and then I see the whole crowd of people walk in dressed like they was at the club for real.
And I said to myself,
I'm going to enjoy church.
You know what I was told?
And I couldn't help it because when people walk in, I had to go. Looked at the.
I know what you're saying.
Bless your bones. Bless
man.
Your bones. I ain't going to make it
hey,
in here.
Bless
my cousin.
Pews.
I told my cousin, I said, I'm not going to make it in here. Y'all got to pray for me now because I'm going to put a finger up and bow my head and walk out.
That was me and DJ Stroh. I think what it was, I was trying to think, was that portion of the show that we did do, and that was it, talking about Cole's church attire. So I'm getting ready to play another song that I wrote a long time ago when me and Ron L., a.k.a. Smooth Sounds, part of the Love Brothers with me. When I wrote it, 1984, and we recorded it like 13 years later. This is called Rush, and the main thesis behind Rush is being down with Russell Simmons, because they used to talk about Rush, and that was the name of the record label and everything else. So this song is called Rush.
Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat, y'all. Feel the beat. Slip it once, slip it twice. Here we go.
Yo, money. Yeah, fresh. Totally insane. Never lame with a death rap. to blow the ladies. Of course. What's up, banknote? I was pumping up the Ron L show.
Of course.
When I noticed that I was down with Rush.
I'm down with Rush too, money.
Yo, man, I've got a Rush look.
I'm sporting a Rush attitude.
I have a Rush bank account.
I have a Rush silver collection.
I have a Rush wardrobe.
I eat Rush.
I dance Rush.
I'm so Rush, I bleed Rush.
I have a Rush life.
I live for Rush.
I'm from Mount Rushmore.
Damn. I'm so Rush, I don't have to hurry.
Everything I touch turns to Rush.
That ain't nothing. I have some of the Rush's shoes ever. They're Rush puppies.
That ain't nothing, security deposit.
Uh-huh.
I was on the way to the 49ers club one sunny day.
Hey.
One sunny day. Hey. And these old ladies looked at me and said,
uh-huh.
I looked in a hurry. I didn't tell them I was in a rush, but I was rushed. That's how rush I am.
Oh, I can't say Nathan enough, but when I make love, it's rush. And when I dance, it's rush. And my lady is so fine, I mean she's so rushed, that it rushes me out.
I've got a rush house.
I got a rush suit.
My skin is rush.
My hair is rush. Well, I used to have hair.
Your feet is big rush.
Don't worry, it won't be so rush if I rush them in your ass.
I might rush my butt cheek together and rush your feet off.
You must have a rusty ass. Breaking off my foot money, I mean gold rush.
When I house all the women, I'm down with rush.
When I get along with any female, they say, please, rush.
When you kiss any female, they say, please, brush, and please, rush.
When you're with a female, they rub your hair, it's so rough, and they say, please, brush, oh, and rush.
I'm in a rush state.
I got a rush country.
My love is rush.
My bitch is rush.
Yo, what is rush?
How old are you, Rush?
I'm rushing 42, but I'm 41.
You're
Here we
too
go.
Damn young for me to tell you my bitch is rush.
You need to rush your old ass out of here.
Listen, if I do rush out of here, you won't have anyone to talk about rush with.
So rush what?
Rush the size 11 in your black rushing ass.
My size view is rush.
When I go to the club, I order a black Russian.
The song is over. I guess we better rush.
Well, let's get real rush.
Yo, T-Love, let's let the beat get sweet. Then after that, the main line we repeat.
And rush.
Show.
Pump it up. Show.
Pumping up show.
Pumping up the
show.
RL. Pumping up the team love.
Pumping up the Ron L. Pumping up the team. Pumping up the Ron L.
Show.
Pumping up the team love.
Show.
Pumping up the Ron L.
Show.
Pumping up the team love.
Show, show, show,
show. Pumping up the Ron L.
Show, 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 show.
Pumping up the team love.
2,000 shows.
Pumping up the Ron L.
4,000 shows.
Pumping up the team love.
1,000,000 shows.
Show.
Show.
Show. Show. Show. Show.
This is Deborah Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production online radio show.
That's Deborah Bryant. Deborah Bryant, who I write for. I'm getting ready to do a couple beats for, and everything is going to be hot when she comes out with her new CD. I think it might drop at the end of the year. Again, that's DeborahBryant.com. It's spelled like it sounds. I'm going to play a song that Caress from Virginia helped me out with. The name of the song is the Katrina song, and I wrote this 2 weeks after the devastation there in New Orleans, but we didn't get finished with the song until like 2 months later when Caress came to the ATL and we recorded it. This is the Katrina song on ATAZP, recorded live.
Oh, change the number. It makes it kind of hard.
Oh, it may be a little hard.
That was a beat by me, the T-A-Z. You can get that beat on Zoo Music. ZooMusic.com. That's ZOOMOOZIK.com/AnotherTAZProductions with a S. And you can purchase that song because my music is being sold on there. Also, I got another artist while we're waiting for Lanique to call in. I got another artist by the name of Miss V, and this is one of the songs I wrote for her. I'm going to play it, and hopefully by that time, Lanique will be in the house so we can talk to her about her Al Blam. This is ATAZT Live, baby.
Chillin' in the cut, This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
Rolanda 700, one of the artists I do music for. Now we have Lanique in the room. She in the house. How you doing today, Lanique?
I'm doing good, Taz. What's going on with you, boo?
Hey, chilling. Oh, wait for you to come in. Grace us with your presence. Now.
Sorry, I was late. I know I was a couple minutes late.
It's all good.
A friend of mine, a surprise birthday party, so. Anyway, I stepped out for
like 30 minutes. Oh, okay then, cool. Like yeah. I said, it's better late than never. You know, we black people anyway. Lanique here. Now, I was introduced to you by Ron, my friend who's in the group Caress, and all the group members of Caress talked about you and how bad you were as far as writing lyrics and singing. And once I connected with you, went to your MySpace page, heard you. You had a video on there, matter of fact. I did play that video when you was in the black dress. And
yeah.
You blew the house down. So talk about when did you decide and when did you know that you had this gift to write music, write lyrics, and also sing?
Well, I mean, I've been singing all my life, and I know everybody say that, but, you know, like all through high school, I had like real bad stage fright, so I couldn't really sing out like that, you know, but I started writing at like 16. I was writing those little girl puppy love songs, and I look back at those songs now and be like, wow, like I wrote that? That's crazy because they're so corny, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I just, I started going. Matter of fact, my ex-mother-in-law introduced me to this spot, this karaoke spot out here in Virginia. And I started coming here and I started singing. And I was still shy, but then I kind of got over it. And then the more I sing, the better I got and the more love people showed me. And then I started writing more. And just people told me, you know, you got to sound like this person to make it. You got to sound like that person to make it. And then it took one person believing in me enough to know that I could be that singer and be that writer that it is that I want to be, you know, which is Rosemary and JB, the people that own karaoke with a flair out here. So
that's when
I just started pushing for it more. That was like 6 years ago, and I've been pushing ever since.
And you're a good writer. I'm tell you, I listen to the lyrics as well now because, of course, I write lyrics myself, so I'm always listening to lyrics. And
yes.
That's what makes the song for me. I mean, yeah, the beat is cool, but if you got the lyrics to go on top of it, then it's really cool. How did you come up with this song, How Could You? Now, that's just a fragment all the way through. How could you what? How could you? How did you come up with How Could You?
Well, I write from experience, and it could be my experience or it could be my friend's experience. But so How Could You is based on, like, when I first started writing that song, me and my ex had just got a divorce, you know, or just had separated, matter of fact. And it was just a lot of things going on in my head where I was just like, you know, dang, I don't know if he ever cheated on me or anything like that. So that part of the song came from my friend's point of view, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of just took it and wrote from when did it start? Because we started having problems, and I'm sitting there like, dang, how did we get there? And that's how, when it starts off, when did it start? How did it happen? That's when I came up with that. And then when I heard the beat, it just kind of, I don't know, the music speaks to me, and it kind of guides me into what to write, you know? So I took my friend's point of view, my friend's relationship, my best friend relationship, my relationship, and another friend's relationship, and kind of just put it all into one relationship and came up with How Could You?
Okay. I got it now.
Every woman goes through that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Right.
And men, too, because men can relate
to
that song just as well.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of men tell me that they can relate to that song as well. So.
And the way you described it, anybody that's been hurt through a relationship
exactly.
can understand what you're talking about. Now, I haven't heard any of it. I wanted to be surprised to this day.
Okay.
So when I play How Could You by my friend, Lanique, a.k.a. Lakeisha M. in the house on AKADP.
You care. You always say it, but you never.
How could you? How could you? Oh, man. Hey, one of my friends in the chat room, Serena X, she said, that's a beautiful song. Tell that girl to sing. This song needs some airplay. Seriously, giving me chills.
Wow. Yeah. I said, thank you.
She did. Wow. Yeah. You had one of your songs on the radio in your area, right?
Yes, I did. On 103 Jams, they have, out here in Virginia, they have a Sunday night spotlight for local artists.
Right.
And I got in contact with DJ, one of the DJs there that runs it, and I gave him my CD one Sunday night, and he told me Monday night that he was going to play, and they played I Walk Away, featuring my boy Daveezy, so it was hot.
Question mark, yo. Was your CD done when I was up there?
My CD is done. I'm waiting to get it back from duplication.
Okay.
As soon as I get them back.
You know who you got to break one off with.
You know
I'm
you
like,
get
I'm
one.
I'm looking at you like, I'm looking at you through the phone.
Like, you know you.
Ego, did you, was it done? I guess you're finalizing the copies now.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you because, like I said, since I met you and like when I heard the music, I'm loving your music. Who are your producers, may I ask?
Oh man, I get them from so many different people. I get a lot of my beats from SoundClick.com, you know, and buy a lot of my beats off of that website. So it's numerous. On that CD, I probably got about 12. 13 different people that made beats, so.
Right. So on this next, new CD, I guess you're going to get a beat from somebody that you talking to
from
right
Mr.
now.
Taz. I'm getting one from Mr. Taz P. I'm getting this, the buff dude that I know, this dude that got all this muscle, you know what I'm saying?
No. this show's about you.
This is security. I'm getting one from Mr. Security.
Oh, I did run some security down there in the river.
Yes, you did.
I pushed that dude back and it was all over with. I was getting ready to hit him, but I said, nah, Jerry, a policeman, he needs to be over there stopping
me.
But I was getting ready to tame him. My Destiny, explain that. I got a song called My Destiny, too.
Do you really?
Yes, I do, because when I downloaded it today, I looked at my Destiny. I got a song called that.
Okay, My Destiny is a true story. It's my ex-husband, who now we're best friends, you know what I'm saying? But he's still my ex, and we just get along better. But it's just one of them songs that when you meet somebody for the first time and it's just that chemistry. Y'all have that chemistry that you know that y'all were destined to be together. Sometimes it might not be destiny forever, but for that point of time, for that amount of time, that was your destiny. You know what I mean? And you learn something from that and you get something from that. So I'm just basically talking about how the first time when I met my husband, ex-husband, sorry, how I just knew he was going to be the one. And that's how I started off.
Cool.
So it's a good song.
You got me feeling like woo, woo, woo.
My destiny.
die for me. Said that you'll always be there for me. See, I never felt the love like this, and I never knew it even exists. Boy, what did you do? Tell me, what did you say to make me feel this way? Oh, baby,
I love you. Can't you see how much you mean to me?
From the very first time, I pray to God that He was in you, one who can love me and respect me too. The things that you do, it makes me love you. It's like deja vu.
I love you. Can't you see how much you mean to me?
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP live on blogtalkradio.com.
I love you, can't you see how much you mean to me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I see you back. I'm feeling that song. I'm feeling
you like that
song. Oh, like I said, on a lyric standpoint, I like the way you write because you can feel the lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I write lyrics where they're more entertainment than, you know, the feeling. Maybe, you know, on a couple of slow songs I write something that'll touch a few folks. But
right,
your lyrics actually, you know, I'm feeling them all the way through on every song too. It's like you're
Thank
writing
you.
Every word for some seriousness to be thought out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm glad that you called in, of course, and is on the show. And I'm glad that, you know, Ron introduced me to you because he had told me that you were real you know, you were real serious with yours, and he knew how long I've been writing all my life now,
right.
You know, so, and he knew how long I've been writing and how much I love music, and he was saying that you had the same passion, which is cool as heck.
Yeah.
And we gave you a shout out on one of our songs, so when you send me the CD, I'll send you a couple of CDs back, and I'll send you our that we did. We gave you a shout out on one of the songs called Boom Cha Cha Cha, where we were in the club. We in the club, basically, the boom cha cha cha, boom cha 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 is going on in the background while we saying it. But we walking around talking about people in the club, and we say, "There go Keisha. Keish, Keish, what you doing, girl?" You know, we acting like we're in the club. And then we see Jerry, knowing Jerry ain't supposed to be in the club. And I'm like, is he supposed to be in here, though?
Because you know he all like that.
Yeah, I'm like, take them shades off, Negro. We know who you are. We know who you is.
Yep.
Right,
he got
here.
He got a free pass. He got a free pass for that night.
The song Right Here.
Right Here, yeah. Yes.
Don't explain it for me.
Oh, man, Right Here is a club song. It's just a straight, you know, because I go to clubs all the time, and I love to dance in the clubs, and I love to have fun, and I see no point in going to the club and standing on the wall and just chilling. You know what I'm saying? If you go to the club, the party, get on that dance floor, just chill. It's a straight club song featuring my boy Dark Vodka, a.k.a. Quiet Storm, and the many other names that he, whatever he's feeling like that particular day. Whatever he's feeling like that particular day, he changes his name by the way it goes. But anyway, that's just a straight club song, and it's just right here. This is where the party's at, right here. That's it.
Well, again, I want to thank you for coming on. The song is going to run to the end, and then we're going to drop it off. And thank you, Lanique. Much
thank you for
success.
Having me. It's on my birthday, too. You know what I mean? My girl
birthday
at the birthday. Yes.
Oh, happy B-Day,
yes.
Girl.
Thank you.
You're a Cancer, too. Mine next.
I have a Cancer, baby.
Mine is next week, July 5th. So.
Oh, Cancer, too. That's why we get along.
Yeah. We cool. We cool like that.
Yeah. Oh, this couldn't happen on a better day. Thank you, though. Thank you for having me.
And much success your way. And the next time you got something new coming in, you know to hit me up so you can be back on here again.
I sure will.
This is Right Here by Lanique, a.k.a. Sexy One, a.k.a. Keisha M, a.k.a. All these a.k.a. whatever she feel like on that day. Right here on ATAZP. Recorded by. Bye, dear.
Bye, baby.
Swing your hips. the club closed. We didn't come here to hold up the wall, so get off the wall and head to the floor. Where you at, where you at, where you at?
Right here.
Where you at, where you at, where you at?
Right here.
Where you at, where you at, where you at?
Right here.
Where you at, where you at, where you at?
Right here.
The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire.
We don't need no water, let that mother burn.
I said the roof, the roof.
Uh-huh.
The roof is on fire.
We don't need no water, let that mother burn.
Thanks to you, I Pepe Le Pewed all over this track. Yeah, that's what I do. With my hat to the back, speakers blowing the fuse, and a strap in my lap just in case they want to toast through. When I approach,
move.
I get stuck. This guy, no lie, I would tear this shit up. Decide to die or comply with us, but tonight, no lie, we ride with lie, need ya.
Yeah.
All my ladies and my fellas to the floor. Last dance for last time before the club closed. We didn't come here to hold up the wall, so get off the wall and head to the floor. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?